And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Daffodil Dilly Strikes Again. Well, the widow, Daffodil Dilly, certainly put a damper on Mayor Plumfront's vacation plans in Miami, Florida. On our way back from Africa, we were met by a helicopter, and so we left Captain Squinty's sailing ship, the April Blossom, to fly to Miami and await the arrival of the ship the following day. Just as we came to the airport, the mayor heard an all-too-familiar voice. It was Daffodil Dilly, his ex-girlfriend. But listen and see how it happened.
Here we are at the airport in Florida. Boy, oh boy, is this going to be something. Hey, will we have time to go swimming in the ocean, Big John?
Oh, sure, Sparky, I hope so.
Wait a minute, fellas, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Mayor?
Did you hear somebody calling my name? I didn't hear anything, Mayor.
Neither did I.
Where? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. Hey, there's somebody calling you, Mayor.
I heard it that time, too. Uh-oh. Look over that way, Buster. Look who's heading this way. It's the Widow Dilly. Remember her the last time we was in Florida? She wanted me to marry her. Oh, me.
My goodness. Miss Daffodil Dilly?
That's right.
Hey, that is her, isn't it?
Yes. Daffodil Dilly. Come on, Buster, you two lad. Let's go this way and fast. I don't want her to catch up with me. She's got marrying ideas. Come on, let's go.
Well, do you see any place we can go to hide?
Yes, right over there behind that there baggage truck. Come on, Sparky. Come on, Big John. Let's go. Maybe we can get away from here.
All right, let's hurry, Sparky. Come on.
Okay, Big John. I'm right behind you. Okay.
There. Now, here we go. Oh, be quiet and keep out of sight. Lad, peep around the corner there. Peep around the corner of this here baggage truck and see if you can see the widow out there anyplace. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'll take a look.
Don't stick your head out too far, Sparky. She might see you. Uh-oh. What's the matter?
I saw her, Mayor. Listen, she means we're hiding behind this truck.
What makes you think so?
Well, because she's heading right this way.
Oh, what do we do now, Buster?
I don't know, Mayor. Looks like we're trapped.
Hey, look over there, Big John. See? Right through that gate. There's a taxi cab. You think we can make it over there and get the cab and escape?
Looks like you're going to talk as though we're being chased by a herd of wild animals or a criminal or something like that.
Oh, Buster's almost like that. As a matter of fact, it's worse.
Yeah, Big John. All the little Billy has got on her mind is that silly old love stuff. She wants the mayor to marry her.
Yeah, that's right, Sparky lad. And Buster, you wouldn't let a thing like that.
What's so horrible about getting married?
Well,
Well, come on, let's get away from here. The Widow Dilly is getting closer every second. Come on, let's make a run for that taxi cab over there. Maybe we can get away.
Yeah, then that's right, Buster. Come on, let's go.
Well, I don't think this is the right thing to do, but all right, let's make a run for it.
Yeah, come on, Mayor, let's go.
I'm right with you, lad. Go on, run for the gate.
Oh,
I'm in, I'm in.
Okay, now you get in, Big John. We're going to go just around to the corner here, so she doesn't know where we are.
All right, I'm in.
Bring it from there, hotel there, driver.
No. Don't take us to the nearest hotel, driver. Take us to the hotel that's farthest away from this here airport.
Look out
for
that corner, Big John.
See
the widow?
No, I don't see her anywhere. Hey, oh boy. Really, the nasty got away from her. Oh, I'm telling you, Buster, I don't want to get caught by her. I don't want to get caught by her. Because I don't have any ideas of getting married. That's no fun. Thank you.
it out, Sparky. I'll pay the driver.
Boy, this is sure a fancy-looking hotel. Look how wide it is.
All I care about, lad, is how far away from that there airport it is. Oh, I'm so glad we escaped from the winter, Billy.
Yeah, me too. Boy, I'm sure glad you're like me, Mayor.
What do you mean, like you, lad?
Well, I'm glad to see that you think that love stuff is disgusting.
Oh, yes.
Well, come on, boys. Let's go on into the hotel and register. Hope we can get a room.
Ooh, gee, don't tell me we might not get a room. I've got to have some place to hide.
Oh, I think we'll get a room, Mayor. I said, I hope we can get a room. All right, through the door with you here, Sparky.
Hey, there's music playing in here.
Man, this is a fancy hotel. The piano playing must be coming from the dining room.
Now, there's the desk over there, Buster. Let's go register.
Well, you and Sparky just sit here, Mayor. I'll take care of the registering for us.
Oh, yes. Well, you sit down, lad. Ooh, this chair is so soft, you'll sink into it clear up to your shoulders.
Ooh, boy, the rug in this lobby is so soft, I feel like I'm sunk into it up to my knees. Hey, I wonder how much it'll cost us to stay here.
Oh, not much, lad. Probably a small mortgage on Big John's house will take care of our bill for one day.
Mayor, isn't the music pretty?
Yeah. Kind of romantic, isn't it, lad?
Yeah. I mean, no, Mayor, no. Come on, snap out of it. Next thing you know, you'll be looking out for the Widow Tilly.
Oh, don't worry about that, lad. Don't worry about that. And here comes Big John. He must have got a room for us.
Well, come on, Mayor. Sparky, get on over to the elevator.
Got a room, huh, Big John?
Yes. You know, I can't understand it. The man at the desk said that he had a room reserved for us up on the top floor. Can you imagine that? Well, into the elevator here. Come on, let's go up. There we are.
Hey, how high up are we?
12th floor. Yes, that's our room over there where the bellboy's unlocking the door. Okay, follow him in, Sparky.
Okay, Big John.
After you, Mayor. Well, this is a pretty room. And look at the view of the ocean out the window.
And you should see it at night when the moon is shining on the water. So romantic.
What'd you say, Mayor?
I didn't say nothing, Buster. It's the lad who was talking.
No, I didn't say anything that, Mayor.
Mayor, yoo-hoo, it will be.
Oh, Buster, do you hear what I hear?
Yes, I do. And if you'll turn around and look who's standing in the doorway.
Daffodil. Daffodil, Billy. How did you get here?
Oh, I followed you to camp. And here we are together again.
Gabby. Daffodil. What are you doing?
Just closing the door and locking it, so I know where you are. Make yourself comfortable, Mayor Weir, and I'll be right back.
What? How did she manage to follow us? Well, fellas, we're 12 floors above the ground, locked in. Looks like I'm trapped by a romantic female.
Yeah. Trapped is right. By a romantic female is right. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, I wonder what we do next. Somehow, the widow Billy managed to follow us from the airport to this hotel, and now she's got us locked in our room. And we can't get out any other way because we're way up on the 12th floor. Well, what's the mayor going to do? The widow's in love with him, and the mayor doesn't want to get married. Now, how can I save him from this horrible fate? I don't know. The only thing to do is just wait for Miss Billy to come back and then lock the door. I'll see you tomorrow, kids.